time to announce, and I apologize for interrupting the flow of worship with this. But next Sunday, next Saturday and Sunday, we'll have these special occasions and times with the related to my installation. I'm finally going to be official with you as of next Sunday. My very dear friend Richard Burnett is a theologian and has been a colleague in graduate school, and then on a seminary faculty with me. And he's very well. Richard will be here. He will give a talk on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock on the idea of grace and how important that is to the whole Christian faith. And then on Sunday morning next week, we will preach at 11 o'clock at this worship service. And then there will be a special worship service at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that is kind of really run by the Presbyterian of Pennsylvania. It's the actual installation service, which will also preach there. There will be other guests here from the Presbytery to kind of make me officially your pastor. And so we invite you to be a part of all those occasions. And now it's the time when we invite children who are here to come forward.
Decided that they needed to have a king. And God did not think that his people needed a king. Do you think we need a king?
No,
I don't think we need a king either. But some people thought that God's people needed a king. And so God said, okay, have it your way. We'll get you a king. Pick one. And they picked the tallest guy. That was the idea. Do you think that's a good idea? If you need a king, are you going to look for the tallest person? You don't know if he's greedy. You don't know if he's a good person. Well, how do you think that turned out?
Bad.
Because tall is not a qualification for being a king. Tall doesn't make you a good king. Well, I'm not as tall as him. The Bible says that this guy, his name was Saul, says he stood head and shoulders above every man in the whole country. So everybody else, every other man in the country just came up to his shoulders. I'm not that tall. He's like a basketball player. Well, when that didn't work out, this is what happened. It says at first Saul was a good king. He was brave, he led his people into battle and won wars, and he was very popular. But then he got to be proud, and he wouldn't listen, and he wouldn't do as God said. So God said, Saul is no longer going to be king. I have chosen his successor, a different king. And so he sent Samuel, who was the person who was speaking for God, and he said, go to Bethlehem. And he said he had come to make a special offering to God. And he invited Jesse, a man named Jesse and his sons, to the feast. Jesse came with seven sons, all of them tall. There's that word again. All of them tall. Tall and strong and good looking. And Samuel spoke to each of them in turn. And every time he thought to himself, surely this is the man God has chosen. But each time God said no. God said, don't be taken in by good looks. I judge by what a person is like inside. Good and loving and kind. So Samuel asked Jesse, do you have any more sons? Yes, Jesse answered, the youngest, but he's out looking after the sheep. Tell him to come, Samuel said. We can't begin the feast until he's here. So Jesse sent for David. When David walked in, God said to Samuel, this is the one. So do you think the youngest son was the tallest? Was he the best looking?
No.
No, but he was the one who was good and loving and kind. That's right. And that's what David was. He became a great king. People still think about him all the time.
we love God.
So let's pray. Also, words you said,
dear God,
thank you for loving me so much.
Thank you for loving me so much.
Thank you for being my friend.
Thank you for being my friend.
Help me to be the kind of person.
Help me to be the kind of person
that David was.
That David was.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.